Welcome to Axiom's Data Guru podcast, where data experts share wisdom and insights around high-value audiences and all things data. Recording from Axiom's campus in Conway, Arkansas, I'm your host, Scarlett Burks. I'm excited to welcome Jeff Wingfield, Axiom's Senior Director of Sales Support, to our very first podcast. Welcome, Jeff.
Thanks, Scarlett. I appreciate it.
Tell us about your first job and your journey into the data-driven world.
Well, out of college, I majored in mass communication, emphasis in radio television, and I worked for a television station. I was a sportscaster at the local ABC in Little Rock, Arkansas for 11 years. And so, although my passion and love was television and sports, we, especially my bosses at the time, were very concerned about the demographics of those watching our newscast, because advertising rates and revenue for the television station was based on, our advertising clients reaching the right people. So they really were concerned with ratings and share and Nielsen and Arbitron and all those kind of things we used to use way back when in the television world. So demographics and what audiences are doing what in the marketing ecosphere has always been in my background, I guess. And after 11 years there, I went to an ad agency. So again, we're talking about marketing products and reaching the right people. And then a couple years there, and now in my 18th year in doing this at Axiom, dealing with data, information about consumers, and how to help our clients do what they need to do, which is reach the right people.
So I add all those numbers up, and you've been doing this a long time.
I think she just said I'm old. But yes, I have been doing this a long time, and it's still interesting to me, because when you see a client understand what data can do for them, mm-hmm. and data in general, it doesn't have to be demographic data, but just information, if I have more information that fuels my decision, wow, I can really make things happen and start making more intelligent decisions, then it's really interesting to watch our clients and the light bulbs come on certain things. So I still enjoy it.
Great. In a world where there are crazily elevated expectations for customer experience, to everyone walking around watching cat videos on their phone, what are the biggest changes you've seen in the last 5 years in marketing?
Well, I don't know if I'd put me in that everyone likes to watch cat videos, but I get your point. It's reaching the consumer where they are. And so the one word answer for your question is technology. That's what's changed so much. And when the smartphone came out, everybody had to reach them on the smartphone? And when addressable television came out, how do I reach them on addressable TV? If I can manipulate what, consumer A in this house sees versus consumer B right down the street, well, so now technology has changed and allows marketers or brands the ability to get very specific in whom they target, and figuring out what device you can do that on these days is kind of the $64,000 question.
Exactly. Now, on the flip side of that, what are the key things that haven't changed, the things that are just as true for people-based marketing today as they were 20 years ago?
Well, I may get this in the wrong order, but I'm thinking back to my collegiate marketing classes. It's right product in front of the right person, with the right price and the right place and the right product, whatever that combination of things and whatever order it is, those things will never change, and they've always been the same, to say the same thing twice. So no matter what the technology, what technology presents itself to either a consumer or a marketer or a brand, it's still that making sure I'm putting the right message in front of the right person, and data helps our clients do that. That's not going to change. So as you know, everything's digital these days. And when, Facebook came around and all the apps and video game systems and everything, it still is finding the right person, because our clients don't want to just unwittingly spend buckets of money and not hit the people that they're trying to hit with a message. So that will never change.
All right. And before an advertiser even starts the planning process for a campaign, what are some of the foundation blocks that they should have in place?
Well, there are a couple of things, and it starts with understanding your current customer. So let's leave the prospecting or acquisition side for just a minute, but it starts with understanding who your current customers are. Mm-hmm. Who are the people buying your product and service today? And there's some basic building blocks that you have to do. Number one, keep your data clean. Think about the simplest things of data hygiene and standardization of your records inside your marketing environment, your database, if you will, to use this in a simple term. And if those things aren't accurate, then when you go out and try to find externally sourced data on your consumers, your customers, you're going to have a harder time doing that. Simple things, but still a basic block and tackle is, you know, change of address services, those kinds of things that still have to be done. So even if you are out there and you think, well, Jeff, all I'm doing is digital marketing, you still have to do these things, because even identity resolution in the digital anonymous world starts with terrestrial recognition of a consumer. Where are they, and how do we start that graph of recognition and connecting things to a consumer? So those things have to be done. So clean data on your customers has to be done. You can't get away from that. And then it's the next step is the analysis or the analytical step of understanding that customer. What makes them different from my red widget to my blue widget to my offline and online, and this product versus that product, and what makes me different than my competitor? All of those things to analyze. Do I really know my customer? And the more data you bring in, the more differentiation you can place on your customer versus your competitor, or your customer product one versus your customer product two. And then the world is yours from there when you go from there. Now I've got to figure out how to reach them. So where are my current customers coming in? And now we get to the prospecting. Well, if my current customers look like this and this is where I find them, then I'm going to be able to find prospects in the similar areas. And now that I fully understand my customer, now I need to fully understand where people who look like them are interacting in the consumer marketplace. So that's some of the basic blocking and tackling or 101 class, whatever analogy you want to use. I tend to go to sports analogies, but, you know, blocking and tackling is a good way to go. But those are basic things. Again, just like the right person, right place, right product, right time, that will never change. And what we do see, however, is that some of our clients in this digital age think that you can skip those basic steps. And part of our job is to help them understand, yeah, digital is the, you know, it's the new shiny penny, and that's where everything is going, and that's where the money is. But if you don't do some of these things, you can't do that well.
Right. Right. Still going back to the right person, right message.
It always
right
does.
Place.
It always yes. does.
Yes. So you're basically saying, if I'm an advertiser, programmatic buying isn't going to solve all my problems.
Mm-mm. It's not, because you've got to understand the audience, and you can't take a media buyer or somebody who's in charge of a DSP platform, and they've got all these potential audiences out there. You can't take their word for it these days. There are too many of them out there. You have to understand what you're doing, and doing back-end analysis from a programmatic buy to say, did we really reach who we were trying to reach? Is key and critical today. Am I spending my money wisely? Which is another one of those things that will always be the same. Everybody wants to know, am I spending my money wisely? And just because you're bringing in revenue and your business is growing doesn't mean you're spending your money wisely. And that's one of the things at Axiom that we are that is vitally important to us, is making sure our clients, when they reach the attribution stage and the measurement stage, that they understand if they are spending their money wisely. And programmatic is no different. If I'm out there getting an audience, and I'm even if I'm, you know, computer bidding in real time sub-second, when those audiences come in and I actually get a new customer, now let's do that feedback analysis. Was that who I was after? Did they come in by themselves, or did my marketing actually attract them? So that's very important.
And is it a common scenario when you're meeting with a client that this brand thinks they know their customers already, but then our data shows them something that comes as a complete surprise?
Most of our clients know their customer pretty well. If they've been doing this for a while, they know them. What a company like Axiom can do is bring that extra differentiation. So yeah, you know, let's say that your clients are, they skew female and in this age range and in this part of the country and maybe this affluent level, but I'm going to go back to your cats. Did you know they like cats? And did you know that they have a propensity to like this brand of shoe versus this other brand of shoe? And now we're opening up marketing partnerships. And did you know that they prefer to get their news on their iPhone versus television? And did you know they like to do these things and go these places? And so we're able to bring in so much more information and to help create that differentiation. That's what we see the light bulbs, you know, sometimes in our clients' eyes, that the amount of data that we're able to bring to bear. I mean, just today we have over 1,600 different data elements. We have over 3,500 different propensity models and partner audiences and segmentation systems, and it just goes on and on and on, because one of the things that we do so well is create data or curate data from data and bring that to bear for our client. So it's fun to watch.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us today, Jeff. We appreciate it.
As always, thanks, Scarlett.